Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francis on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM. WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this late July Monday, the 29th day of the month. We're a couple days away from the trade deadline, and you realize when you wake up on August 1st, that's your team for the rest of the season. That's it. So there's pressure on if you're a contending team like the Yankees, and you have some things you want to get done. You now run out of time because you know that in 2 days, that's it. There's nothing else you can do the rest of the way. That's your team. That's what you're playing with, and that's it. So obviously it puts some pressure on some of the contending teams, as there is obviously a shortage of pitching, and now even more so as the Mets went and made a move, traded two prospects. And, you know, the early reports that I saw on this, most people killed them for the prospects they gave up. Now when you've seen people shed some light on it, and the prospects really weren't that good. So it wasn't overwhelming. The question now is where the Mets go from here. So Stroman, I believe, is going to stay here. I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think they're flipping Stroman to some other team. I don't get that impression from them that that's what they're headed to do. They are listening to offers to Syndergaard. But what I have heard in the last hours is that there are, in the Mets, who are holding the cards now, in the Mets process here, and in their belief system of what they want, there are very few teams that can give them what they want here. And the Yankees don't seem to be one of those teams. From what I understand, nor the Twins, which I had heard otherwise in the beginning, and now I hear that about the Twins, that the Yankees, which is what you're interested in, do not really have the prospects that the Mets that would give the Mets enough that they would be content. They like Garcia, but they don't like anybody else. So unless they put Torres in a deal, which we all know they're not doing, and the Yankees, I don't think, would give it a thought, Syndergaard's not going to go to the Yankees because they don't have a group that's going to work. They don't have a package that's going to work. Now, what teams do, from what I understand, the Braves do, but I don't see the Mets and the Braves making a trade. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they are. The Braves system is, from most regards, the deepest. And San Diego, and it keeps coming up. San Diego, according to what I understand from people I trust, they have the prospects that could make the deal. They're there. There's people there that the Mets like. But do they still have this, do they really still want Syndergaard as much as they want in the past? They clearly have coveted Syndergaard for a while, San Diego. That's not a secret. But are they there still? Has that changed? And are they willing to give up what the Mets want to get the deal done? If not, I think there is a chance. And I don't think the Mets are uncomfortable with maybe moving a Vargas at the last minute or moving a Wheeler at the last minute and then keeping the other guys and going forward. And it's not impossible that they don't make a trade. And they take this team the rest of the way. Now, they didn't do this, from my understanding. They did not do this because they think now that they are serious contenders. They did it because they thought it was the best move to make and put them in the best position for the next couple of days and long term. So they made the move for every reason. They're not going to give up now. They're 10-5 in their last 15. And it could have been better if they had won the Giant games. But they played bad teams for the most part. They did beat the Twins. But beating the Marlins, the Padres, and the woeful Pirates, not going to excite anybody. Let's see them get to 500. If they get to 500, you know what? We'll start to take them seriously. And you know there's so few pitchers out there now. I mean, you look and you realize that, you know, that the Mets hold all the cards. They have the two guys that people want the most, Stroman. And that's going with the idea that Bumgarner is not on the market. And that seems to be the general consensus. And that doesn't mean it's automatic. Maybe the Yankees call the Giants and say, hey, listen. And the Giants say, hey, we can't pass up this package. Who knows? Maybe that happens. That'd be the best thing that ever happened to the Yankees if that's what happens. But I don't know that it will. Sounds like it won't, but you never know. Or maybe there's a guy who, and I would not put this past the Yankees. I would not put two scenarios past the Yankees. Number one, the Yankees coming up with a guy no one thought about. Because the Yankees do stuff like that. And number two, I would not put it past the Yankees to go get a reliever and bring up Garcia and make Garcia part of the action now. Because everything I've heard is that everybody, all the scouts, love Garcia. They all really think he's very good. And the Yankees think he's very good. And that the Yankees might even elevate Garcia and bring him into the mix with Herman and go forward from there and go get a bullpen guy. That's still a possibility. Rather than get a starter who, you know, you're worried about. Did Bauer take himself completely out of the mix now? You see, to me, Bauer shouldn't have been in the mix anyway because I just, listen, I made the comment last week. He reacted to me. We went back and forth a little bit. But everything I was saying was exactly wrapped up in, as you saw yesterday. I mean, that's not a guy you want to bring to the Yankee Stadium, especially in October. I just don't see him handling that kind of pressure. He couldn't handle the pressure of yesterday's game. So I think you need to try and trade him, probably. Now, if they give him away, I'd be careful because, you know, he wasn't good yesterday. And I just don't think he's made for the Bronx, that's all. I think, sir, you got to be careful with these guys. Not everybody is. Not everybody is. We're not talking about August against the Orioles. We're talking about October against the Astros. Or the Red Sox, or the Dodgers. And anyone who's been there knows how that place is then, and how you can cut the tension with a knife, and how the expectations are rampant. You have to be better than good, you have to be special to handle it, and to handle it in a big way. It's not for everybody. And that's not to go after Bauer in any special way, just that most guys it's not made for. And he just is a guy that I just think is erratic. That was my point a couple days ago. But I would say this. You judge the Stroman deal based on where the Mets go from here. Whether they act in the next 2 days or act in the offseason, let's see what happens. Does it automatically mean Syndergaard's gone? It does not. They will not give Syndergaard away. It will have to be, they will have to have their price met, and their price is expensive. They're not looking to trade Stroman from my understanding. They want to keep him. They like him. They want him here. They want to keep him. I'm not saying they couldn't be blown away now. We all know that anybody can be blown away. So anything is possible. I think it's probably less than 50-50 that Syndergaard gets traded because I just, from what I've heard today, there are not a lot of teams that have what it takes to get him. And I'm hearing that the teams that don't include the Twins and the Yankees, that they don't have the packages to get him. But that the Padres do. The Braves do. I just don't see the Mets and Braves making a deal. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they would. I just don't see them making a deal. And I haven't heard much about the Red Sox since. I've heard the Twins. I haven't heard the Red Sox mentioned. Everyone keeps bringing the Red Sox up. I have not heard them mentioned in this. I have heard the Twins mentioned. I've heard the Padres mentioned. I haven't heard the... heard the Dodgers mentioned in regard to Diaz. I have not heard the Red Sox mentioned. There's no question that the Twins are interested in Syndergaard. There's no question that a lot of teams are interested in Syndergaard. The question is, are the Padres still interested in Syndergaard since they have what it takes to get the deal done? So it's going to be a very interesting from a couple of days, because the Mets are holding the cards, and there's a lot of teams that are going to come knocking. And the Yankees, obviously their general manager is facing some pressure here. Now, remember, he will not make a deal out of weakness. It's not Cashman's way. And he'll always leave himself another way to go. And I think the other way they go is they go get a reliever and they bring up Garcia, who everybody likes. I mean, I can tell you right now, Garcia would be part of the Syndergaard trade. The Mets likes Garcia. Everybody likes Garcia. He's the Yankees' number one guy. As far as, I'm not counting guys on the Major League roster, I'm talking about prospects. He's their number one guy. He's the guy everybody likes. Of course, they love Torres, but no one's expecting Torres to be in the deal. And Andujar's not going to get it done. Everyone who keeps bringing up Andujar, forget it. Mets do not have interest in Andujar, nor should they have interest in a guy who's a DH. They should not have interest in him in the National League. They have enough problems defensively. They don't need Andujar. It's funny. Everyone criticized the Mets. Oh, you got to get some players who can play defense. Then you want them to take Andujar. I mean, come on. It doesn't make any sense. How's Andujar going to help them? So, will Syndergaard get traded? I'd say less than 50-50. More likely he's here and a Vargas is gone, or he's here and a Wheeler is gone. But it is possible. And I don't think, from what I've heard, I don't think Stroman's going to get traded. I think he's here to stay. I get that idea, that they like him. So even if he might not be in love with them, and maybe that'll change, they like him. So that's where we are right now with just a couple of days to go. The Yankees win a game last night. They needed to win. All the Yankees really needed to do was win the one game, because with the lead they had, one game erased everything. The thing was, if they had gotten blown out for the fourth straight game and to lose a four-game series in Boston, that series would have had some history behind it going forward. And it might have really knocked the Yankees a little bit off their game. They needed one game. With the lead they had, they needed one game to erase the entire weekend. Because losing two games in the standings there is not going to kill them. It won a pretty game. Won a pretty game on either side. The Jackie Bradley mistake was enormous in that game. Absolutely enormous. And stunning considering who he is. But I think everybody who's played the outfield's probably done that at one point or another. Mistaken a coach for the fielder. I mean, when he flipped that ball at first base, I mean, that was just stunning. It really was. I mean, that was a killer. Absolute killer. That was a two-run error. I mean, you don't see too many two-run errors. That's a two-run error. That was the equivalent of a two-run homer, that ball. Him flipping that ball there was the equivalent of a two-run home run. That was a terrible mistake. They don't make a whole lot, but that was a bad one. In what was a very sloppy game. The Mets, they beat the Pirates, won pretty yesterday again. Same old issues. But they have at least given their fans a reason to watch. And that's part of it. Now build on that. Get to 500. Get to 500 and you can start to take this a little seriously. But get to 500 first. There's still five under. Six back in the wild card. But still, more than anything else, just get to 500. Then you can take it a little more seriously. So that's where we are with 2 days and counting. We can throw some football stuff in too if you're interested. There's plenty going on now, as is always the case. Once training camps open, the Giants, who I kidded yesterday, might be looking to go to the Veer. But the one blessing, if there is one, in the NFL, if you're going to get wiped out of the position, you would want it to be wide receiver. There is more backup talent at that position, I think, than there is at anywhere else in the league. I think there are more wide receivers that can play than any other position in the whole league. It's hard to find corners. It's hard to find good safeties. It's hard to find a lot of different positions. Wide receivers, there's a lot of guys. That's a one position where there's young guys who can play. There's extra guys who can play. There's free agents who can play. I mean, there's guys everywhere. I mean, they have been wiped out. There's no question. Do I buy Golden Tate? Doesn't matter. You know, you should save your breath if you're Golden Tate, because here's the deal. Once you test positive, no one wants to hear your story. No one believes any part of it. And you know the deal. If you put something in your mouth, it's yours. That's all there is to it. You're responsible for it, no matter what it is. So you can't, you're not going to get out of the alley. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you have a note. I don't care if you have a note from the doctor. I don't care what you have. No one's buying it. And also, you understand, if you are anywhere aware of the basis of performance-enhancing drugs, that anything that would be in a fertility drug, would be in the same neighborhood, as we all know. So if that were the case, and I'm not saying he didn't take it, I'm not going to dispute whether he did or he didn't. I don't care. He's not going to win anyway. No one, you're never going to win that case. No one wins. They don't want to hear it. And they can't hear it because, you know what? They can't go listening to what happened and listening that the dog ate your homework or whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. You tested, that's it. Case closed. Everyone has an excuse. You know, you notice how everyone always has an excuse. No one ever says, hey, I did it. You're right. You got me. Everyone's got an excuse. So line yours up against theirs. And I know yours is the real one. Theirs isn't. No one buys it. Not for a second does anybody. You might as well just save it because no one believes it. And Gettleman opens training camp with, trust me. And the question that just begs to be asked is, why? What have you done or what have you said that would make anybody trust you? The answer is nothing. There's no way a Giant fan could even think of trusting you. Show everybody. Then they'll trust you. Because right now, asking for trust with what's going on here since he's been here is out of line. That's more out of line than Golden Tate. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.